You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a happy get over the hump day Wednesday, and I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my front rear loading truck drivers out there, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Unfortunately, that was probably the most positive we're going to sound here in this first segment, because we got to start with our Atlanta Hawks. And they lose to the Orlando Magic last night in the first game of the 2025 NBA play-in tournament. And look, they did show a little bit of life in the – I showed a lot of life in the second half. They cut the deficit all the way down to 3, but they couldn't get the job done, couldn't finish the comeback. After getting down big, having a slow start, got down by as much as 22 in the first half. They were able to cut it to 14 by halftime, and then, like I told you, in the third quarter, had it down to as much as 3, but they just have a collapse late, and they ultimately lose to the Orlando Magic 120-95. So now the Orlando Magic are going to move on to the NBA playoffs, and they will take on the Boston Celtics in the first round. And now the Atlanta Hawks have to wait to find out whether or not they're or find out who their next opponent is going to be, and they will take on the winner of the Miami Heat-Chicago Bulls game that is going to happen tonight. So we'll keep our eyes and ears glued to the TV tonight as well and see who the Hawks' opponent will be on Friday. The good news is that game will be at home, so positives there. And we'll talk about matchups here coming up in a few minutes, but just to really recap the game, again, Hawks got off to a very, very slow start. Magic had definitely some juice about them to start the game and got off firing all cylinders quickly on the Hawks. The Hawks did, like I said, settle in. But really, to me, what decided this game is the Hawks just couldn't match the physicality of the Orlando Magic. And when the game slowed down, which we knew it would at points, the Hawks struggled. Their half court, just not good enough. And they just could not muster up enough offense against a really good defensive team in the Orlando Magic. And then when you talk about what Orlando was able to do on the offensive end, when you stopped them from getting second chance points, when you kept them off the offensive glass, and you won and done them for most of that third quarter and held them to 18 points, you looked really good. You looked really good because you were able to play your game. You were able to get them to miss, get out on the run, and get some easy transition buckets. Trae Young was able to drive in the lane, get that floater going, and he struggled in the first half too with that floater and his shot, and he got that going a little bit in the second half. But all in all, when you are able to hold a team to just one shot, usually that works out well for you. And the Hawks just weren't able to do that really throughout the entirety of the first half and most of the fourth quarter. Wendell Carter Jr., I'm sorry. Onyeka Okongwu, I got to call you out. For most of the game, beside the first, second, and fourth quarter, Wendell Carter Jr. ate Onyeka Okongwu's lunch, breakfast, and dinner. I mean, we're talking about getting offensive rebounds, getting put-back dunks. Jonathan Isaac was in there as well. He just, Onyeka Okongwu, and I'll throw Mo Gay in there too at times as well. Both of them got their breakfast, lunch, and dinner ate at times by the Orlando Magic. Whether it's Wendell Carter Jr. or Jonathan Isaac, they just were not good enough on the glass at times. And then when you look at the rebounding, it shows 54-42. The Hawks got beat on the rebounding battle. They got dominated on the glass, and that was one of the things we talked about could not happen if you wanted to have a chance against the Magic. It just could not happen. And then when you look at offensive rebounds, they won 12-9. That couldn't happen either. You did a good job with the turnover battle. You won pretty much tied in the turnover battle. What I mean by that is Magic had 10 turnovers, gave up 11 points off those turnovers. Hawks had 8 turnovers, but gave up 12 points off those turnovers. So it basically canceled itself out. And this doesn't really matter, but I'll bring it up anyway because these things basically canceled each other out too. Hawks missed 7 free throws. Magic's missed 6. Again, those kind of cancel each other out. And again, that wasn't the reason the Hawks lost the game. I'm not going to put it at, you know, free throws, even though it would have been nice if they would have, you know, made their free throws. But still, or at least made more of their free throws. But still, that was not the reason the Hawks lost the game. I'm not saying that at all. Hawks didn't shoot well enough. But again, you got to give some credit to Orlando's defense. We know Orlando's defense is one of the better defenses in the NBA. They've held opponents under 100 points. I believe if I saw it right on the broadcast, it was like 18 times, and they were like, you know, or no, maybe it was 21 times, and they were 18-3 when they did it. So this team in the Magic, really good defense, and they showed it yesterday. They were able to disrupt the Hawks. They were able to slow the Hawks down, just like they were able to do a little over a week ago, when the Magic and the Hawks played in Orlando again, and the Hawks lost by 7. Now, the Hawks actually shot a little bit better than what they did last night, at least from 3. They only shot 19% from 3, 4-21 from 3. That obviously hurt the Hawks as well, and they were 38% from the field as well. So the Hawks, again, shot worse than what they did a week ago because they shot – they were at least at 40%, over 40% from the field, and they were definitely better than 19% from 3. So you shot worse, and your defense was pretty good early until you collapsed there in the fourth quarter. Then it was just over with. Once Trey got that second technical, and we'll talk about that as well too. Once Trey got that second technical and he was ejected, the writing was on the wall and it was pretty much over with. And then shortly after that, Quinn Snyder put in all his reserves and, you know, waved the white flag. But it was just, it was a frustrating game. It was a frustrating game, like I said, at the beginning of the game where the Hawks just seemed like they couldn't get their footing early on. And then when they finally did and they came back, you felt like, okay, we're in it now. We got a chance. In the fourth quarter, the Magic, to their own respect, they heated up. Cole Anthony started hitting some big shots. Anthony Black hit some big shots. Paolo Banchero did enough to, as a facilitator, because the Hawks did do a good job. I will say they did do a good job neutralizing, like we talked about, Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. But the other guys got off. Cole Anthony got off. Anthony Black got off. And, you know, maybe you tip your hat to them and say, okay, good game. But it doesn't feel like that when, you know, you're looking at the way the Hawks lost. So just overall frustrating. And, again, it really just feels like the Hawks got outmanned and got out physical. And it doesn't feel like the Hawks were necessarily up to the test of physical playoff basketball. It just feels like the Magic wore them down. And at the end of the game, the Magic were still ready to go a couple of rounds, still ready to fight a couple rounds, and the Hawks, you know, had their fight was all gone by the time they got to the fourth quarter, and they obviously used up a lot of their energy coming back from that 22-point deficit. But just a very, very frustrating game for the Atlanta Hawks. And then before we let you hear from Quinn Snyder and Trae Young and others, I do want to talk about what happened with Trae Young at the end of the game. Look, that was his frustrations boiling over, and he shouldn't have done it. I don't necessarily think it was a great move for Trae Young to show up the ref like that, but I understand it. I'm not going to blame Trae Young in any way, shape, or form for what happened, because I understand he was upset with some fouls that he believed were, you know, some non-foul calls, I guess I should say. And look, when your frustration boils over and you get into the postseason where these games really matter, and, you know, Trey felt like they were right there, and he probably in that moment is feeling like the game's getting taken away from them on the ref's part. So I understand his frustration. Again, not a great look for him doing what he did. And if you didn't see it, the refs were trying to get the ball back to continue play, and he stopped the ball from getting to one of the refs with his foot, picked it up and dribbled it, and then he kind of ball faked the ref when he was dribbling all that stuff. Again, just not a great look. But again, I don't want to harp on it because I do understand Trae Young's frustration for sure, not just with the refs, but with the game overall and how the game went. So I'm not sitting up here and talking on this microphone to trash Trae Young. I'm not doing that. I get the frustration, but, you know, again, I'm sure Trae Young probably regrets doing that and, you know, having that moment be what it was. So, anywho, just again, did not end well for the Hawks. Again, they lose to the Magic 120-95. I do want to let you hear a little bit from Quinn Snyder and Trae Young. Both of them talked after the game. And the thing we really need to hear from about Quinn Snyder is the fourth quarter and what happened in the fourth quarter. And there being definitely a letdown in the fourth quarter because, again, you work that hard in the third quarter. You only allow 18 points to the Magic in the third quarter. Get the deficit to within 3. You're right there within striking distance. You're in a position to definitely win that game. And then the fourth quarter happens, and you really lay an egg in the fourth quarter. And I can, even before we let you hear from Quinn, I can tell you how much the Hawks got outscored by in that fourth quarter. They got outscored 41-22. 41-22. So outscored by 19 points in the fourth quarter. But let's let you hear from Quinn Snyder talking about the letdown in the fourth quarter.
You know, I thought our execution defensively was really good in the third, and we were able to defensive rebound, you know, which got us out and got us some good looks. And then I thought Cole Anthony, you know, at that point in the game, you know, really took the game over.
Yeah, Cole Anthony, he definitely does need a shout-out because he definitely took the game over, especially in that fourth quarter, hit big shot after big shot, big three after big three. He finished the game with 26 points, and that was off the bench, by the way. Because, again, he held Paolo Banchero, did a good job. He hit Paolo to 17 points. Franz Wagner only had 13. Wendell Carter Jr., he had 19. And, again, he hit you on the boards pretty rough, too. But Cole Anthony, 26 points off the bench. Anthony Black, 16 points off the bench. Those guys definitely hurt you for sure. Real quick, before we go to break, let's let you hear Quinn Snyder talk about Trae Young's ejection.
We didn't have a chance to happen fast as far as what happened. You're always concerned when there's a hard foul that puts a player in some sort of compromising position. They could result in an injury. That was my understanding, that he hit the transom. But I didn't see – I saw that. I didn't see what transpired afterwards. I know Trey's aware of that as far as, you know, the importance of him keeping his cool. He addressed that already with our team. And, you know, he's quick to own that. But the game was out of hand at that point anyway.
Yeah, the game was – by the time Trae Young got ejected, the game was over. It was over. So it's not like Trey necessarily – let the team down by getting ejected. The writing was on the wall. The Hawks were going to lose already. So, again, that's why I'm not going to harp on Trae Young. At that point, he was like, man, bump this. If I'm about to get a tech for, you know, and this other guy didn't get a tech, because if you didn't see Anthony Black, really, he kind of he pretty much kind of put his shoulder into Trae Young after the play was over. Trae Young came up behind him to talk about it afterwards, and Trae's really retaliation wasn't even that bad. But he, you know, the second guy always gets the tech, and that's what happened. And then once that happened, Trae Young, you know, was really upset at the refs. And then I told you what happened and how he kind of faked out the ref was the ball and stopped, you know, he didn't give him the ball and all that stuff. And, you know, that's obviously going to get the second technical. So, again, unfortunate for the Hawks, but they got another shot at it. And we'll see who they end up taking on between the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as far as what matchup we would like to see and which matchup probably will end up being the best one for the Hawks. But when we come back here on the other side, we got to talk about the Atlanta Braves. Not a great night for them, but promising things are happening for the Braves. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's like this. Let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. I hope y'all are doing well. It's also a West Georgia Wednesday. You know the vibes. Two West Georgia grads holding it down here in the Kia Studios. Myself and my girl Noelle White on the ones and twos, always doing her thing. Appreciate her hanging out with me this morning. Appreciate you hanging out with me this morning, too. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are already at the gym or on their way to the gym. Appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever, whenever. And if you are not usually an early riser, but you like the show, guess what? I got a solution for you. And it's easy. All you got to do, download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Once you download the app, search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find it, then you find my show, The Hometown Take. Follow it, subscribe to the show, and then you'll be able to listen to my show in its entirety. And you can listen at 7 a.m. instead of 5 a.m. when maybe you're then getting up for work, or 8 a.m. once you're on your way to work, or 10 a.m. once you get settled in at work, or maybe even 5 p.m. once you're on your way home from work. You can do that with not only my show, but all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can go back and listen to shows in their entirety. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments, favorite interviews, all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. We'll get back to the Hawks here in about 15 minutes from now. But we got to talk about the Atlanta Braves first, because unfortunately, they're also losers. They lose to the Toronto Blue Jays last night in the second game of that three-game set. They'll have a businessmen's and business persons special today for all my businessmen and women out there. Their first pitch will be at 107 today with that guy is back. He keep that thing on him. Number 99, Spencer Strider, coming back into the fold for the Atlanta Braves today. Things you love to hear and see. Spencer Strider will be back with the Bravos, making his first start since last year when he had to leave and get that brace surgery on his elbow. And now he is going to be back. He has been sidelined since last year, April of last year, to have surgery to repair the ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow. He led the majors with 20 wins and 281 strikeouts back in 2023. So if you forgot, which I don't think any of us did here in the ATL, he's really good. And it's going to feel really good to have him back today as the Braves have their getaway day this afternoon and have their early game, their day game with the Toronto Blue Jays. But let's talk a little bit about last night before we get more into Spencer Strider and expectations and things of that nature. Braves lose, like I said, 6-3. And to be honest, obviously, it doesn't feel good to lose. I'm not trying to say the Braves have any moral victories or anything like that. That's not what this discussion is. What I'm about to tell you is how I feel. And how I feel is, yes, the Braves lost, but the Braves have some good things happening right now. What are the good things happening, you might ask? Well, for one, you hit three homers last night. Austin Riley hit his third home run in his fifth at bat. He had two. If you remember, he had two homers Monday, hit another one in the first inning yesterday. Matt Olson also homered. Ozzy Albies also homered. Like I said, these guys are getting hot at the right time, and they're all getting hot at the same time. So that is what is really good to see. It felt like last year, it was really just Marcell Ozuna and maybe some other guy in that lineup and one other guy in that lineup that was hot at the same time. In 2023, if you remember, when this offense was booming during the regular season, we had the best offense in Major League Baseball. We had about 3, 4, 5 guys hot. Really, at times, the whole lineup was hot. And I never feel like we really got back to that last season. One, because of injuries, and two, guys just struggled because maybe injuries and they didn't have a chance to catch their rhythm. Like a Sean Murphy, who is one of those guys who's also hot right now because he's actually being able to play, and he actually was able to get some sort of a rhythm at the beginning of this season, even though he did miss the first couple of weeks of the season due to that rib injury. But still, the point is the offense is showing promise every single game. These guys, again, are looking like they're getting hot at the right time and at the same time. Now, it was unfortunate that Spencer Schwellenbach had his first bad start of the season last night, but it happens. We can't expect Spencer Schwellenbach, who is still a very young guy and is still a very new pitcher. Remember, this guy was a shortstop in college. I mean, he's barely been pitching like a year. I don't even know if you can really call it a year yet. So he's still going to have bad starts. I mean, shoot, look at Chris Sale. He's been rough to begin this season. So, I mean, if Chris Sale can have bad starts, if anybody can have bad starts and can have a bad start here and there, it's Spencer Schwellenbach. As good as he's been for the Braves to start this season, he's earned a bad start or two in my book. Now, you don't want him to stack bad starts. That's when you start to get worried. But if you have a bad start here, bad start there, rough outing here, rough outing there, that's bound to happen. That's just baseball. And that's just the life of a starting pitcher. That's just the life of a pitcher in general. So I'm not freaking out about Spencer Schwellenbach having a rough outing. And again, I am very, very encouraged by what I've been seeing offensively. Guys are back hitting homers, and it's the important guys that are back hitting homers. The Austin Rileys of the world, the Matt Olsons of the world, the Ozzy Albies of the world. So I am, again, not happy the Braves lost, but if you look at what's happening as far as the bigger picture with the Braves, we're getting Spencer Strider back today. He's pitching today. The bats coming alive. Again, Austin Riley, he has hit, three homers in the span of 2 days. Matt Olson hit another homer. Ozzy Albies hit another homer. Sean Murphy, he's hot right now too. So the bats are getting going, and guys are getting hot at the same time. That's something we didn't have last year. So, and look, Spencer Schwellenbach, I'm sure, will bounce back and have himself a day his next outing. So again, not good that the Braves lost, but this is another thing when we talk about the Braves. Like I've been saying, and like we all have been saying, it's going to take a while for this Braves record to look back right again, to look good again, to look pretty again. And as long as they are winning series, that's all that matters. And I know they didn't win the last series against the Rays, and you know that's not good, obviously. But if they come back today and Spencer Strider has himself a nice debut and the Braves give him a lot of run support because they're going to be so excited he's back, and if they win this series, it's all good. And they'll be coming back home. The big bear, Marcelo Ozuna, who has missed the last couple of games, hopefully he'll be ready to go on Friday when the Braves return home and take on the Minnesota Twins. Hopefully he'll be ready to go, and the vibes will be high, and the vibes will be immaculate when we come back to Truist Park on Friday because Spencer Strider will be back with the Big League Ball Club. Hopefully we'll be talking about them winning the series against the Toronto Blue Jays, and everything, you know, will be headed in the right direction as far as the bats being hot and all that. So, again, it's not good that the Braves lost last night, but I am feeling still very optimistic about what the Braves are doing and where the Braves are headed towards. Not where they're at, because where they're at is 5-12, and that's not good. I don't want to downplay that the Braves have a lot of work to do, because trust me, they do. They have a very, very steep hill to climb. I understand that. You understand that. But the point is, their trajectory, to me, is headed in the right direction. When you look at what the offense is doing, what your big bats in the lineup are doing, how your pitching staff is coming about, and when you talk about Spencer Strider obviously coming back, and the other good news too, when you talk about guys coming back, Ronald Acuña Jr. did get cleared to start doing cutting and things like that, so the next step for him is about to begin as far as him getting back into playing shape and baseball shape. And then once that is done, I don't know necessarily how long that's going to take, but the next step for him after that is starting a rehab assignment. And then once he hits that rehab assignment, he'll be back too. So, look, it's all going to be okay. I still feel very good about where the Braves are headed. Still no time to panic. They still got plenty of time, and reinforcements are coming. And one of those big reinforcements is going to be back on the mound today. 107 first pitch, going to be Spencer Strider. Oh, man, it's here. It's so good to say that name starting again. And it's going to be Chris Bassitt on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays, and hopefully the bats can continue to stay hot like they have been over the past few games, and hopefully the Braves can get this series dub on their getaway day against the Toronto Blue Jays today. So again, not great that they lost last night, obviously, but we talk about the Braves' trajectory. To me, you can't help but feel good about it. All right, when we come back here on the other side, we'll talk quickly about the Atlanta Hawks and get back into them losing last night and talk about what matchups will probably be best, what matchup between the Heat and the Bulls will be best, and we'll also get into a few NFL headlines as well. That's coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's see ya.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. So West Georgia Wednesday too. Two West Georgia grads holding it down here in the Kia Studios. Myself and Noel White. Shout out to her holding it down behind the glass, doing a great job as usual. Shout out to the West Georgia Wolves as well. Go West, go Wolves. One time for the one time, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Whether you are on your way to work or already at work or on your way to the gym or already at the gym, I appreciate you tapping in with me this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. We'll get into some NFL headlines because Travis Hunter made a bold statement. So we got to talk. We got to react to that. But first, we got to get back into the Atlanta Hawks. That's the big story today. They lose to the Orlando Magic last night in the 7-8 game of the Eastern Conference in the play-in tournament, 120-95, the final score. And look, it was a tough start and tough finish for the Atlanta Hawks. Got down by as much as 22 in the first half, I think even the first quarter. Battled back to get that lead down to 14 at halftime. Then in the third quarter, they did their thing, and they started to make a comeback. Trae Young was good. He was getting in the paint. That floater was going. They hit some big shots, and they cut it down to as much as 3 in the third quarter. And they were right there in the fourth quarter as well. But then about midway, maybe a little bit over midway through the fourth, things just started to melt down. The Magic, like they did in the first half, they started to really hurt the Hawks on the boards. And Onyeka Okongwu and Mo Gay just could not do anything, it seemed like, with Wendell Carter Jr. on the glass at times. And really just the Orlando Magic in general, when you talk about Jonathan Isaac, Wendell Carter Jr. and others, not good enough on the glass, the Hawks were. And they didn't shoot the ball well enough. They shot the ball worse than what they did when they were last in Orlando a little bit over a week ago, last Tuesday. April 8th, they shot 38% from the field, I believe it was, and 19% from three last night. So that's not going to get the job done when you get dominated on the glass and the offensive glass like the Hawks did. That's not going to get the job done. Magic got a lot of three-point opportunities, three-point plays, too many second-chance points. So they just, to me, we talked about this. The Hawks need to put in their big boy shorts on. They just didn't. They just got out-physicaled. Orlando was just tougher than the Hawks last night. And the Hawks just could not match the physicality that Orlando was bringing. Like I said, Orlando, they went cold in that third quarter, and the Hawks took advantage of it, and they did a good job taking advantage of it, you know, scoring when Orlando couldn't. Orlando was missing a lot of shots and just couldn't get anything going offensively in the third quarter, and the Hawks capitalized, and good for them. But when Orlando heated up again a little bit and started to make shots again, and Cole Anthony started hitting threes and getting into the lane, and they started getting offensive boards again and getting three-point plays, they ran the score right back up. And again, the Hawks just were not ready, to me, for that physicality that playoff basketball comes with. And they were not good enough in the half court, which was something we were concerned about, because we know this is a Hawks team that likes to run up and down the floor. They like to get out in the open court, get out in the fast break, and that's how they like to score their points. They like it to be a track meet, and Orlando does not like it that way. They like to slow it down. They like to get physical. They like to body you up in the half court. So it was important for the Hawks to dictate the pace of the game last night, and they didn't do a good enough job of doing that. So it was a rough night for the Hawks, and obviously Trae Young gets ejected at the end of the game. Anthony Black, if you missed it, it was a one-shot attempt after Trae. Trae took a shot attempt, and then Anthony Black kind of, for whatever reason, kind of shoulder-checked him in the back. Trae Young really was pretty calm as far as his retaliation goes. He ran up behind Anthony Black. It looked like he kind of pat him on the butt. I was like, hey, big fella, you know, watch yourself. don't get messed up now. You know, don't get toe up from the flow up type deal. And, you know, Trae got a tech for that. And then, you know, he was already not really happy with the officials at that point. And so then he's, you know, there was a timeout called, or there was a stop and play, and Trae saw the ball rolling by him, and he stuck his foot out, stopped it, picked it up, and, you know, was dribbling and keeping the ball away from the officials, and even did like a little ball fake to one of the officials and like psyched him out, like act like he was going to give him the ball and then didn't give it to him. So that's automatically going to get you another technical, and then he got ejected. The game was already over by the time he got ejected. Trae, you know, talked about it in postgame, and he already, you know, regrets kind of what he did and knew he should have handled it better, and he said he's going to be ready to go on Friday, and I hope so. Because they're going to be taking on the winner of tonight's Bulls and Heat game. And I know we're all wondering, and we all need a little bit maybe of a refresher, how the Hawks fared against the Bulls and the Heat this season. Well, the Hawks are 2-2 against the Bulls this year, and they are 2-2 against the Heat. They went 1-1 at home against the Bulls, but they have not played the Bulls since January 15th. The Bulls are a little bit hotter of a team. They've been playing a little bit better since that time. The Hawks, like I told you, 2-2 against the Miami Heat this year. 2-0 at home against the Heat. But the Heat have won the most recent meetings. They won the last two meetings against the Hawks. So as far as a matchup goes, I think I would rather the Hawks play the Heat, even though the Heat won the last two matchups. I don't necessarily like how, well, look, Onyeka Okongwu is going to have to show up one way or another. I think he has a better chance of having a better game against Bam than maybe he does Nikola Vucevic. I think Vucevic is more of a beast and more physical as far as the boards go. They both, when you talk about Vucevic and Bam Adebayo, can stretch the floor out. Now, the Heat do have Tyler Hero, but I feel like Dyson can put in work on Tyler Hero. I feel like Dyson can do a good job against Tyler Hero as far as that goes. So I think I like the Heat matchup. And Onyeka Okongwu and Bam Adebayo are two similar players, and I like that matchup, I think, a little bit more for Onyeka than I do like him in a matchup against Nikola Vucevic. So I think I would like the Heat. I think I would like the Hawks to play the Heat. But either way it goes, whoever they play, Hawks got to show up and show out at home and get this 8 seed and try to get themselves into the playoffs, because now they don't win on Friday at home, season's over. And this will be the second year in a row they don't make it out of the play-in. So we'll see what happens. But the Hawks are now trying to secure themselves a date with the Cleveland Cavaliers, the number one seed in the East. And we'll see if they can do that on Friday again. That game will be at home here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. Game's going to be at 7 o'clock, so we'll have pregame coverage here for you on Sports Radio 929 The Game, your flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks at 6:30. We'll tip off shortly after 7 with Steve Holman on the call. So I think I want the Hawks to play the Heat the more and more I think about it. And you can let me know at underscore Dylan Matthews who you want to see the Hawks match up with on Friday. But the Heat and the Bulls will be in action tonight as the 9-10 games in the play-in tournament get going. And just to let you know, too, before we move on to some NFL news real quick, the Warriors did beat the Grizzlies on the Western Conference side of things. That was the 7-8 game on their side, and the 7-seed won in that matchup as well. 7-seeded Warriors beat the 8-seeded Grizzlies 121-116. Warriors pulled away a little bit in that one. The Grizzlies did fight back, however, and the Warriors did, again, were able to hold off the surge by the Grizzlies, and the Warriors will now take on the 2-seeded Houston Rockets in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry carried the way, man. The Warriors wanted to get another superstar next to Steph for a reason, and they got a good one in Jimmy Butler. 38 points for playoff Jimmy, or should we call him play-in Jimmy? 12 of 20 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Like I said, 38 points. Steph, 37 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 of 13 from 3, 9 of 22 from the field. And how about Quentin Post? He hit some threes very early in that game, 3 threes, and they were all, I think, in like the first quarter or the first half. He had 11 points off the bench, and Gary Payton had 12 points off the bench as well. So that was a big win for the Warriors, and like I said, they'll take on the 2-seeded Houston Rockets now in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Heat and the Bulls, again, doing battle. This game will be in Chicago, and that game's going to be at 7:30 on ESPN tonight. Mavericks and Kings, the other 9-10 game, that one in the West, obviously. Kings are going to be at home from that, or that one to take on the Mavericks, and we'll see who comes out on top in those games. Remember, the winner of these games will go on to play. Obviously, the Bulls and Heat winner will go on to take on the Hawks in Atlanta, here in Atlanta on Friday. And the winner of the Kings-Mavericks game will go on to play the Grizzlies in Memphis on Friday as well. So, should be two fun games. And the losers of the games, obviously, their season is over. So, interesting stuff there. Again, I'm very excited for NBA postseason basketball because we had two good games last night for the most part, and I expect we have two good games today as well. Real quick, we got a couple of minutes here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here in the Kia Studios. Wanted to get to a couple of things real quick. Shout out to Tyron Smith, the left tackle, longtime left tackle of the Dallas Cowboys. He rejoins the Cowboys to retire. So Zach Martin and Tyron Smith both retiring in the same season. Shout out to them. And Travis Hunter says he would quit football if he can't play both ways. So the Colorado two-way star told CBS Sports that none of the teams that he has met with in the weeks ahead of the NFL draft have made an issue of him playing both offense and defense. But he does say if an NFL team tells him he had to focus on wide receiver or cornerback and not play both, he says it would be game over for him. He says, quote, it's never playing football again, because I've been doing it my whole life and I love being on the football field. I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball, so I really doing it. So, hey, if you think about drafting Travis Hunter, you better let him go both ways or he's just going to quit altogether. I think, look, why not? I understand some of the risk behind it and, you know, you want to keep guys fresh and things of that nature. But if it feels like he can do it, why not let him try? And look, it's kind of like I hate to use this analogy, but for lack of a better analogy, you know, when, you know, a teenager really wants to, you know, like have a sleepover or go out with their friends or something like that. If you don't, like, let them learn and let them do it, then, you know, they're always going to think what if. And then sometimes they learn, hey, okay, maybe this isn't what I want to do, once you finally let them do it. And maybe once Travis Hunter plays both ways in the NFL, he'll be like, oh, okay, now that I've done this, I don't really want to do this anymore. I'll now focus on corner or focus on wide receiver. Or maybe he'll be really good at both. And NFL team will like, dang, well, we got a wide receiver and a corner. And a really good one, too, and one player. So who knows? But just let it, any NFL team that's going to draft Travis Hunter, if you're listening right now, and I know you are, just let him play both ways, at least for the first year or however long he wants to do it. And maybe he turns out really good, or maybe he finds out, you know, he wants to focus on one side. So we'll see what happens. But that definitely a huge statement there from Travis Hunter. All right. That is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning to the Hometown Take. When we come back tomorrow, we'll definitely be recapping Spencer Strider's first start in basically a year's time. We'll see what he does on the mound today against the Toronto Blue Jays and his return to the Braves. And we'll be still getting you ready for the NFL draft, as tomorrow will mark 1 week away from the NFL draft tomorrow. So we'll talk some Falcons as well. That's coming up tomorrow on a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. But coming up next, it is the morning. That's a Thursday edition of the Hometown Take. I just said the Morning Shift. Coming up next is the Morning Shift with Mike Johnson and Abe Gordon back in the house filling in for Squid Belly. So we will holla at you tomorrow. Until then, the Morning Shift is up next. Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.